Welcome to the program, Todd. Great to have you back.
G'day, Dwayne. Good to be on.
No doubt you've heard the news today and you've followed the news over the last couple of days. The 12-day concussion protocol is the big news that the AFL has announced. Your thoughts on that?
I think it's a good start. You know, there's obviously a lot of new research and a lot of information coming out, especially from America at the moment. And I think, you know, that for any injury, you tend to have at least a week or two off. So, you know, I think we do have to protect sometimes the players from ourselves. And, you know, I think it's the best result.
How often have you been concussed and felt that, well, I'm not quite right, but I've passed the test and I might be okay to play because I've passed the test?
I've been very lucky. Being tall, it's been harder to get me in the head. So I actually haven't had any in-game concussions so far. So I've been pretty lucky. But, you know, you do talk to different players and different teammates, and, you know, they're just not quite right. And it can be, you know, a week or two before they start feeling like they're back to being themselves. So I think, you know, I had an ex-teammate who's one of our development coaches in Lee Adams, who had to retire because of concussion. So I've seen what the scary side of it, and, you know, I think the best thing we can do is take the conservative approach with it.
And I presume players are different now from when you started because of the evidence that you've got in front of you. Once upon a time, you might take the risk, but now you will be pretty diligent by making sure that you do the right thing these days and take as many precautions as you can.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's hard to dispute the evidence that's put in front of you. So, you know, obviously footy is a big part of our lives at the moment, but in the scheme of things, it's only a short part of our lives. So, you know, we want to do the best we can while we're playing, but it's not worth risking the rest of our lives just to play one extra game.
It's going to be tough if you miss a grand final over it, though, Todd.
Yeah, that's going to be the obvious one that comes up. But, you know, I think in the end, as hard as it will be to cop if that happens to a player, your life is more important than winning a premiership.
Would you be an advocate for moving the weekend off that's before the finals to a weekend off before the grand final, or do you think that would make it too tough with 14 days between prelim and grand final?
I do like having two byes, but, you know, I prefer to have two during the season rather than over the finals period. I think, you know, I don't think you need that extra week. I don't think it's going to make that big of a difference. Obviously, you know, if someone gets done for concussion, it might, but overall, I think I don't mind the final series as it is.
You've been around North Melbourne for a long time now, Todd. 251 games. You've been an absolute star. You're a best and fairest winner. You're an All-Australian. Can you put North Melbourne in a nutshell for me? If I was coming to Australia from another planet and someone had to assess North Melbourne, you'd be a good man to do it. Can you put it in a nutshell?
I think the best way to describe North Melbourne is it's a very family-orientated club. I think the players, the staff, the coaches, the admin, everybody is part of the footy club. So, you know, we're very inclusive, and I think that's the biggest thing that our footy club's brought, and where we bring that shinbone spirit and that toughness and that never-give-in attitude. You know, I think they're the best ways to look at this club. And, you know, I think there's something really intangible that is hard to explain about our club. But, you know, it's something that we hold dearly, and everyone that's been involved with us understand it.
And yet, it doesn't seem like North Melbourne's mentioned when we talk about the Big Five or the Big Six in Melbourne or even in the AFL, and haven't done for a while.
Yeah, look, we're more than happy for that. You know, our footy club is special, and we don't really care where we get ranked. In the end, that's just a subjective view of things. You know, we want to try and turn things around on the footy field and try and be a successful club, and that's the goal for us. It doesn't really matter whether clubs see you in a Big Five or a Big Six team or whatever like that. You know, it's, our membership obviously isn't as high as some of those clubs. I can't understand why it's viewed that way, but, you know, I think we're pretty happy with our boutique little club, and you know, that's what makes the strength of our club.
Yeah, perception's often wrong, and I'm part of the perception business as well. We make assessments, although I've got to say the assessment that most people have made on the appointment of David Noble is that it's going to be a really good thing for your club.
Oh, and everything he's shown so far, that's going to be correct. You know, the way he's coming to the footy club and really united everyone, he's brought a new atmosphere, a new excitement to the group. And, I think it's definitely a very different place from 12 months on. But, I think David, everything he's shown so far is that, everyone wants to play for him and we're really excited what we can achieve with him.
And as a senior player, you have to be part of the drivers or the driving group of his philosophy. You have to make sure that you believe and you continue to ram that home to players when he's around, when he's not around, when you're standing in the shower, when you're having a coffee.
Yeah, and I don't think that's the best thing about our group at the moment, is that the older guys have really taken on that enjoyment of trying to bring this young group through. And the young group are really open to learning, and they want to get better. They want to ask questions, which is really good. And we couldn't be happier with the way that Nobes wants us to play, and we're definitely all well and truly behind him, and we're all pushing the same direction, which hopefully, without putting a ceiling on things, it can lead to some success.
Do you think that your game plan will change a little? Are there things that he's said to you already that have seen you guys practicing a change in the way you play?
Yeah, I think we've had such a turnover in players and coaches. I think that this is the opportunity we hopefully have to play a different game style. And obviously there'll be bits and pieces that are the same, and you can only reinvent the wheel so many times, I think, as an AFL club. But I think you should see a different style of play and a different way we attack the game, and that's what Nobes is really pushing. So yeah, I think with the coaching changes we've had, we haven't had this big of a coaching change pretty much since I've been at the club. So I think it's going to be a big difference.
So more of a play-on style or more of a flowing style? Do you think there'll be less stoppages and less stopping by the player with the ball, given this new man on the mark rule that will allow you to play on quicker and with more ease?
Yeah, I definitely think that man on the mark rule is going to play a big thing in this season, because it's very difficult to man the mark when you can't move. So I think that will definitely allow players to take the game on a bit more, and everyone, all our boys have been really encouraged to really play with that freedom and express themselves offensively the way they feel comfortable. And you're definitely not going to get in trouble for taking the game on and trying to hit an aggressive kick, and that's what the boys are really working on now.
Us nutters in the media, Todd, we have our own way of assessing ruckman, whether it's hits to advantage or tap-outs to score, or whether it's marks around the ground or marks dropping back in defence or goals kicked, pushing forward. How do you judge yourself?
Oh, it changes each year. For me, it's about just trying to get better in every aspect. And, it's you've got to find what your game style fits in with the team, because it's all well and good, kicking lots of goals, but if you're getting the way of the forwards and stopping that and costing us a few goals as well, then that probably is counterintuitive. So, I think each ruckman is going to be different, so it is very hard to measure on those sort of things. But, for me, it's just about the impacts you can have around the ground, whether that's in the air or on the ground. It's just the more contests you can impact, but is the way it should be judged.
And do you think that's the way we should judge ruckman more often? Because it seems to me that impact around the ground should be more of a priority. The hit-outs seem to be more of a 50-50 luck involved, whereas your involvement around the ground is there for all to see. How many contested marks you take, how many contests you get to spoil the ball to ground, all that kind of stuff. It's probably more tangible?
Yeah, I think it's got to be a combination of all of it. I think, obviously, if you're dominating the hit-outs and the team is doing really well in the clearances and things like that, then that goes a long way to win the game. But if you're not necessarily getting your hand on it in the hit-out scenario, then there are plenty of other ways that you can really impact the game. And that's what I'm sort of working on, as these days I'm a slightly undersized ruckman. So it's about trying to find different ways to impact the game.
Was Geelong ever a consideration for you, Todd?
Oh, absolutely. It was during that season, it was, I didn't have a contract at all. So every possibility was open to me. It was a very, very challenging decision to make. But, I my love of the North Melbourne Footy Club was very hard to ignore, and the relationships that I built there, and you know, also a few lifestyle decisions as well about where I was going to live and all that sort of stuff came into it. So there was a lot of factors came into it. And, yeah, it definitely wasn't a clear-cut decision, but I'm pretty happy with the decision I made, and I'm really looking forward to take on this year with this young group and hopefully helping guide them to some success.
Yeah, it's fantastic news for North Melbourne. I just wonder whether Geelong could have tried a bit harder, Todd, but that's just my side of the equation. I think they missed out. But you've been a sensation for North Melbourne, Todd. I hope your body's in good nick. How's your body and mind?
No, I'm feeling really good. Feeling really good. I haven't missed a session, touch wood, so far. So the body's feeling really good, and I'm having a lot of fun, which means the mind's in a good place too. So I'm really looking forward to the short pre-season that we've got at the moment, and you know, games are not far away, which is even more exciting.
Yeah, I can hear it in your voice. Do you know when you're only going to get one pre-season game? Do you know who it might be against and where and when?
No, I haven't told us at all yet. I was assuming that our game, that I think we were due to play Melbourne that weekend. I didn't know if that was going to stay the same. But no, we haven't been told exactly what the plans are just yet. I think I realised the fixture changed by reading the paper.
Is one enough? One pre-season game?
I think so. We play enough games, whether it's inter-club or match sim during training, that, you know, I think we're all professional athletes. We can prepare ourselves. We got ready after when we had the break at the start of COVID. We only had a 3-week pre-season, and we got through mostly all right. So, you know, I think we all adjust, and this is what the scenario is. So we have to do the best we can to prepare.
I can hear the excitement in your voice, Todd. It's great to hear it. Can't wait to get the season.
Thanks a lot, Dwayne.